It's episode 47.2 with special guest, it's Trace Ballou. That's right, Trace Ballou of Mystery Science Theater 3000, of Cinematic Titanic, and of Renfest, the TV show Kickstarter that they're doing. This is the second part of that. So please enjoy the Hobcast, and now my theme music.
Do you recall the magic lands where creatures dwelt and terrorized the common man? We've heard the tales of beasts of old, of goblin kings, of monsters and their evil plans. But Hob the Troll, he's a very happy soul. Though he's not fond of goats, he's guaranteed to tickle your funny bone. His teeth may be big, but it makes a bigger grin. He lives underneath a bridge, and he's a friend to just about everyone. Hob the Troll, you turn into his Hobcast, it will soothe your soul.
I'm back. Well, I mean, I haven't left. I don't know what you're doing, but this is part two of episode 47 of the Hobcast. We're doing these kind of close together, and ladies and gentlemen, you clearly have already seen the name on this title of who the guest is. Mr. Trace Ballou, hello?
Hi, how you doing, Hob?
I'm fine. It's,
are you sitting on a bridge?
Yes. I'm sitting under my bridge here in Troll Hall. As it's very, very fancy, my bridge. And we're Skyping you in because you're getting ready for the Kickstarter for Renfest.
Yeah, it goes live tomorrow. It's very exciting. This is like Christmas Eve.
It is. And it's like Christmas. It's Christmas for me too, because I've stayed up late enough and I've gone to see Santa Claus, which is kind of you. I mean,
well, I've got a big pot belly and my hair is white, so I'm getting close to Santa.
Well, more along the lines of I've been excited my whole life to talk to you.
Oh, cool. So you're familiar with our work.
Indeed, I am. Indeed, I am, and many was the time when my parents would take me to the mall to meet the Trace Ballou, but it was just a guy dressed up.
You got to go to the good mall to get the real one. Otherwise, it's just the fake Trace.
Well, so you're doing this show called Renfest.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You probably got some of the deets from Mary Jo.
I did.
And it goes live tomorrow. It's there's the trailers up on YouTube, I believe. Mm-hmm. You can find it. And tomorrow, look for the link to the YouTube, or not the YouTube site, the Kickstarter site.
Yes, and I'll post that as well on there.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be great. And yeah, it's, we hope to raise enough funding to do at least a pilot episode. And I'm sure we'll probably exceed that so we can get a couple of other episodes in the box, in the can, mm-hmm. in the whatever it is now. It's not film, it's digital.
Right.
So very
in the USB stick. as it were.
Yes, it's in the stick.
There we go. Now, I was thinking about this earlier, and just crowdfunding in general. And I remember back in the day when it was kind of, I participated in the letter writing campaign to get Mystery Science Theater 3000 over to the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yes, you were the guy that did that for us. Back in the day when it was all letters.
Yes. And
well, we're going to credit you with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it worked. We hope we can use some of that troll magic to work on this Kickstarter and this fundraising. Since it's all high tech now, mm-hmm. you don't have to actually write a letter. You just click.
That's
just
right.
Click. Yeah, but, just click.
But also, it was one of the first times where I really saw that, like, oh, this is what I can do as a fan of a thing that I like.
That's right. Yeah. Very early crowdsource. And the Mystery Science fans were way ahead of the curve.
You guys have been ahead of just about everything. And it cannot be understated or not. You can't state it enough.
Yeah. Now, hopefully we're just a step ahead of our creditors.
Oh, I'm with you there. Now, I have a question. So when did you really stop performing? And what kind of things were you doing?
When did I start? Well, I started in stand-up in Minneapolis. I'd actually done some improv, too, with the same group of people. And mm-hmm. in the 80s, stand-up took off, and they would let any idiot do it. So that's how I got my start. And that's where I met Mary Jo. And that led to meeting all of the people involved with the Mystery Science Theater. They were all doing stand-up at that time in Minneapolis. And Mystery Science Theater led to meeting Jeff Stonehouse, who is sort of the guru. He's the Yoda of this. I'm mixing all my genres up here.
We do that at fair all the time. It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. He's the King Arthur. He's the King Henry. He's the king of our organization who came up mm-hmm. with this idea. And we were very excited to be all working together again. A lot of the same Mystery Science people involved in this project, and a lot of new people. Well, they're not new; they're right. well aged, but they're like wine or cheese, depending on the day.
I can only imagine that Mr. Dave Gruber Allen is both wine and cheese, and a very fine vintage of that.
Oh, he's a tall, lanky Zinfandel with just a hint of Camembert.
Oh, Sacre Bleu. Now, it was Jeff's idea for the Renaissance Festival. Now you guys on Mystery Science Theater 3000, I remember you did quite a few things about the Renaissance Festival. Either it's just yelling huzzah, or there was a couple of like host segments where I think Mike went to the festival and it was basically Tom and Crow just making fun of him and taking his money. Which is accurate.
Yeah, we all have had different experiences. I had a lot of friends in the festival. I went to high school with the Rat Catcher. You may be familiar with his work.
Which Rat Catcher? There was a couple.
Well, I think the original Minnesota Rat Catcher.
All right.
And then he worked with my very good friend who was, if I can remember his name, Pretorius.
Okay.
They had a goofy act, Carr Hagerman and Chris Ballas.
All right.
Two good friends of mine, and hopefully Chris will be involved in this too. He's a magnificent makeup artist and well tainted with Renaissance lore, as is Carr. Mm-hmm. It's a thrill to be working with Carr. You know, we went to high school together, and to see him again after all these years was so much fun. And I remember him as the Rat Catcher, just, you know, lying in filth. And now he's this businessman.
That's the way of the world. And that, well, at least I hope so. I mean,
it's the way of that world, I guess.
I mean, it's great to be singing on the bridge, and I own a couple of but the whole thing with me is, I mean, I own property, and it's kind of there, you know, when it's festivals going on, it's like, this is a restaurant, so I'm a property owner. I'm kind of a lord and important, right? Shouldn't people be bowing to me, is what I want to say to people, and they're like, just sing a song. That's all.
And they'll pay you, now, if I understand it correctly, they'll pay you to keep singing or to stop singing.
Right, either way I win, but I mean...
We all do, either way.
That's right. So now tell me about your character in the show, if you can.
I'm not quite sure what his background is. He probably has a very 9-to-5 kind of job when he's off the site, and he is he's a bit of an anachronism because he's playing a Viking, which. Mm-hmm. You know, much to Mary Jo's character's consternation, is not quite authentic to the actual Renaissance period of time. But what are you going to do? He's a Viking.
Now, you bring up an interesting point, which I want to touch on and talk about. I talked a little bit about this with Mary Jo, is that what I liked about the trailer is, it didn't seem to be like so many Renaissance festival, like it's a trope in a bunch of TV shows where they go to a festival and people are in character all the time. But I like that you're like, yeah, my character has a 9-to-5 job, which a lot of people don't think about. That some of us do that.
Yeah, we all are. You know, in various ways, part of, I guess, geek culture or nerd culture or whatever it's called. And, you know, we didn't want to come into this project and just, you know, make fun of people. That isn't really our way, because we're those people, too. Mm-hmm. You know, we go to sci-fi conventions and we go to the Renaissance Festival. So and that's sort of a one note kind of joke.
Exactly.
But we really want to get into, you know, the day-to-day. We're building some conflict so that there's some interest and story. But, you know, we are there to be part of it and find the natural humor in the situations and the relationships. There's more longevity and there's more, I think, good storytelling to be had that way. I just have always wanted to work at the Renaissance Festival. I have to admit it. When Carr was working there back when we were in high school, I went, oh man, I'd love to go out and work there. Can I do that? And you got to have an act. And I go, oh, okay. So this is my roundabout way of finally 40 years later getting to work at the Renaissance Festival.
Hi, let me tell you something. It's a pretty good gig. It's a pretty good gig. And also, it's the last as my good friend Joel says, it's the last vestiges of vaudeville. For a lot of people, they don't really get to go and see live performance maybe as much as they'd like to or they could. Or if somebody were to say to them, hey, there's somebody in town who's gonna sing a song, they're gonna juggle some knives, they're gonna do some fire stuff. Maybe some stuff with whips, walking on stilts. They would be like, I don't really know about that. But then say, oh, you also get to walk around and drink in the day. And suddenly people are like, oh, sure.
Yeah, no, it's very much like vaudeville. And, you know, we all came from performing backgrounds, live performance. And Frank Conniff and I, as you know, TV's Frank.
Yes.
He and I go out on the road. In fact, we're going to be in Milwaukee this weekend.
Well, very good.
Close to Michigan, not quite all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Still a big lake in the way. But we consider that our vaudeville tour.
So yeah.
It's, we're once it's in your blood, it's, you know, unless you get a transfusion or something, there's no stopping it. And I love the people. We had such a great time shooting the teaser trailer. Everyone was so gracious and so nice. And
oh, I'm glad.
The Viking camp embraced me as a kind of a weirdo Viking, but they lent me all the chainmail, and that's real chainmail. That's heavy stuff. That I couldn't believe how strong you have to be to wear all that stuff, which I'm not.
It looks great, and it really does look looks like something I want to watch. And so I've also been thinking about this a lot. Now, you also had quite a bit of a hand in designing a lot of the look of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
I did. We all shared a lot of overlap duties, and that was so much fun. You know, we got to do set building and puppet building and then performing and writing. And it was like hippie TV.
See, and that's what I love about it. And that's also what I like a lot about festival, because for a lot of us who have acts, it's a lot of, hey, let's go and make a show with what we've got here.
Yep, exactly. Very bohemian, very grassroots. I hope we can recapture that fun and magic and playhouse kind of attitude with this Renfest show. So many great people, talented behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, building the scenes. Well, actually, we don't have to build the scenes. It's already there. Someone did that for us.
Right. It's a lot. And I just... It makes me so happy. Just the appeal of having it's these two great tastes in terms for me anyway, and for a lot of my friends. It's like, this is a thing that I really like already, and they're over here doing a show now. It's I'm just so glad.
Oh, good. Well, I hope that your fellow Renfestians enjoy that as well, and share in our fun. You know, it's certainly going to be an opportunity to showcase a lot of the people that are actually performing at all of the festivals, we hope. I don't know, maybe one day we see Hob the Troll, you know.
Accept your invitation.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
We'll have to have two buckets, you know.
There we go.
Do you want to see Hob the Troll, or do you not want to see him? So.
Oh, no. I think I'm trying to figure out if people's indifference is going to get in the way. They're like, I've never heard of this Hob the Troll guy. I'm not going to put money either way. What?
I've always relied on the indifference of people, so I think you'll do fine.
Now, the other thing that I want to talk about is. So, and I bring up my own show with this. It's, I think that that Renfest has the possibility of making Renaissance festivals kind of more acceptable to more people. Not to say that it's not like people who aren't going to be going to fairs anyway and also interested in this, but like people are like, oh, that's kind of always seemed like a weird thing to me, and I never actually went, even though I like all of these things. And you guys are doing it in a very affectionate way. That lends credit to it, and I'm very excited about that. But also, because when I do this podcast, a lot of times I have to explain to people at the Renaissance Festival what a podcast is.
Sure.
But
yeah,
usually, well. I'd never have to worry about if I were to, say, hey, let me tell you what Mystery Science Theater 3000 is, because they usually know.
There's a huge audience for I don't have to tell you, for these festivals all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing, and the acts that travel from site to site, like you said, it's vaudeville. But, yeah, it's I don't, every time I go out there, it is packed.
Mm-hmm.
I go and get my mead and my scotch egg and my, my carameled apples, and I have a great time. It's so much fun just watching people.
Yeah. Now, also, not only are you involved with this project, but you also have, you also wrote a book of rhymes and of poetry.
I did. It's a silly book. It's called Silly Rhymes for Belligerent Children.
Oh.
And it's just silly little rhymes for goofy people.
That's very good. And what was the idea behind that?
Well, I had a bunch of these rhymes sitting around, and I had met Len Peralta, who was actually our Kickstarter guru. He's an illustrator and a podcaster himself.
Yes, he works with friend of the show, Mr. Hal Lublin, from time to time.
Yes, exactly. It's all interrelated. Everyone knows everybody.
That's the best thing about the internet.
Yeah. But I'd seen a book that Len had illustrated, and I said, hey, let's work on something together. And that's where that book came from. So it's largely his illustration talent, making the thing look like a real thing. And then there's some silly words in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you a fan of poetry?
I am a fan of some poetry.
Are you a fan of the work of Mr. Arthur Greenleaf Holmes, who is at the Minnesota Festival?
I've only just been introduced to him through the course of research for this project. I saw a YouTube video of him, but I haven't seen him live yet.
Oh,
hopefully this next season I can see that.
Oh yes, do yourself a favor. Now I'm technically not old enough to see the show, but since we're friends, I get to see it. But
that's one of the benefits.
Yeah, I just do a little bit of name drop. But thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. And this will be going out while the Kickstarter is going strong. So also, where can we find your book?
It's at my website, tracebleu.com. If you're afraid of all those vowels, you can go straight to Amazon and order it through Amazon. If you order it through my website, I can sign it for you because there's a little box that says, hey, sign this. Either way, it's available. Or if you come to our live shows, we have merch for sale. We don't have any dates in Michigan yet, but perhaps we've played Ann Arbor in the past and love that. And,
very good.
Detroit. And where's the festival grounds located in Michigan?
It's Holly Grove, so it's between Detroit and Flint. It's closer to Flint.
Ah, but okay.
But yes, I also do the fair down here in ye old Tampa, and I've done other shows. And of course, this being a podcast, people listen to this all over the country. And I'm sure people, are going to listen to this episode if they haven't listened to other ones. This might be people's introduction to me, and I understand that.
Oh, well, send me the link, and I'll social media-ize it, if that's a word.
Sure it is. So thank you. Is there anything else you would like to plug or promote?
No, I think the main thing is, this will be already, the Kickstarter will all be going, so join in on the Kickstarter fun, and help us bring the Renaissance Festival to the world.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Hob.
Hob the Troll presents the Hobcast, produced by Steve Rodakerson and Steve Hagen. Our webmaster is April Janowski. Today's episode features special guest Trace Ballou. Follow him on Twitter at Trace Ballou and at RenFest TV. Hop's theme song is by Corey Inoruffin. Like Hob on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Hob the Troll and go to hobthetroll.com and click the donate button to keep this show going.
Yeah, I was nervous. All right. Is that what you want to hear? You already heard me being nervous. talking to Mr. Trace Ballou, fumbling over my words, you'd be nervous too. I've wanted to talk to him for a very long time. And the heavens opened, and an opportunity presented itself to where it's like, oh, we have something to talk about. That's what that was, and I got to. You guys, I'm so happy. Oh, I hope you enjoyed the show. I figured this is probably, like, the first time a lot of you have heard of me. And I'm a common bridge troll, ladies and gentlemen. I put my pants on just like everybody else. I wake up in them and I wear them outside. Same with my vest and my hat. Sometimes I take my hat off. Listen, thank you so much for listening. And please contribute to the Kickstarter that they're doing. It's good work. I endorse it. They put a quote from me on their Kickstarter. How cool is that? Oh my gosh. You guys, you're all great. Thank you for listening.